So he's telling us the story for the piece. So he's going to give us a quick talk about his trip to New Orleans.
Yeah, my trip to New Orleans. I went with my friend Ari. We went to go take all his stuff out of storage. He went to UNO over there to get his master's in fine art. And lived down there for about 3 years. So he said, you know what, just made this move up here to the Bronx for work. And I do more, I guess. And, I met him one day and just knocked on his door because I wanted to look at his apartment to get an idea of what the lofts looked like. And I don't know, just descended, formed a pretty tight relationship with him.
And he's, like I said, opening my eyes
to contemporary art. He actually put me up on Parking Matthew Martin.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, that one's
yeah,
like that.
I didn't get to see all of my unless I was Master 5. So I got to go back to the other ones. But so, yeah, we went down to New Orleans, and we stayed with his friend Bill Fagley. He's the curator over at the, I guess they call it the NOMA down there, New Orleans Museum of Art.
Right.
And he does specifically the African Art Exhibition. He recently retired, but he works there full-time. Part-time. And he's actually doing so here at the American Folk Art Museum in February. I'm a self-taught artist. But yeah, while I was down there, I bought my first painting. Don't know the name of it, I forgot it. But I bought it from this performing artist named Chris Sankey. And
how did you meet him?
I met him through Ari. They just like brought me into the whole New Orleans art world down there. I actually fell asleep at the dinner table at Chris Sankey's house with the director of the Contemporary Art Center over there and the art historian for NOU.
And
the art historian, they're all talking about art and all this, and mind you, I'm like a bottle of wine into the wind.
Yeah.
I fall asleep at the dinner table